Baltimore Ravens and their head coach have reached in a deal, finalized an extension to keep him as the team's head coach for the foreseeable future. Baltimore has scheduled a press conference involving the coach and other members of the team's brass for Friday. Chris Mortensen of ESPN is saying a source close to negotiations said Ravens and John Harbaugh have reached an agreement in principle on a contract extension. Some reports have said that the two parties were progressing towards an agreement of a long-term extension and were encouraged by where things stood. So it's not all surprising that they were able to reach an agreement to make sure he remains in Baltimore for the foreseeable future. There was some early buzz that the Ravens and Harbaugh were likely to part ways after the 2018 season, but it became clear that Harbaugh would be the number one coaching candidate if he had become available. The Ravens would later issue a statement saying that they were committed to getting an extension done with the coach, who has just 1 year left on his contract. But the coach said he was fine playing out the final year of his contract if needed be, but his preference was to remain with the Ravens. Harbaugh is 56 and he began his NFL coaching career with the Eagles in 1998 as their special teams coordinator and defensive back coach. He spent 10 years in Philadelphia before he was hired as the Ravens head coach in 2008. During his 9 years with the Ravens, he led the team to a record 103-72, which includes 6 playoff appearances and 1 championship in 2012. We'll be right back with more. And it looks like Ravens veteran Eric Weddle said he'll play for another team, but it's obvious he'll prefer to return and finish out his contract. He said he wants to stay in Baltimore, but if a decision has to be made for the future of the team and the organization, so they got to do what they got to do. He said he respects that, but maybe they could work something out. He said he's been an unbelievable experience in Baltimore and he loved every second of it. So if it does happen, they'll both move on and say their goodbyes and he'll play for somewhere else or he'll just hang it up. Weddle said previously that he was either going to return to the Ravens or retire, but he left the door open to play for another team. Weddle is 34 years old and is a former second-round pick of the San Diego Chargers back in 2007. He played 9 seasons for the Chargers before signing a 4-year, $26 million contract that includes a $13 million guarantee with the Ravens for the 2016 season. Weddle is entering the final year of his contract, and he stands to make a base salary this year of $6.5 million for the 2019 season. In 2008, he appeared in 16 games, recorded 68 tackles, had 1 sack, no picks, and 3 pass defenses. Pro Football Focus had him rated at number 17 safety out of 91 qualifying players. And it looks like wide receiver John Brown's going to secure a decent contract from another team in free agency or move on this year as opposed to returning to a run-based offense. Cornerback Brandon Carr will return to the Ravens unless he's ready to retire from the NFL. You can also expect the Ravens to release wide receiver Michael Crabtree in the next few months. And the Ravens should be able to trade quarterback Joe Flacco. I think they could probably get a day 3 draft pick for him, but he comes with a big price tag. Ravens inside linebacker C.J. Mosley, he could get some more money, but it could take Baltimore out of their financial comfort zone to really keep him. But they Baltimore says they like to take care of their own. Also, Baltimore, think about Jimmy Smith to be a candidate to possibly take a pay cut. Otherwise, he's another one that could end up being just straight up released. But based on the Ravens' history, right, outside linebacker Smith could probably end up leaving in free agency given the number of outside linebackers who have come and gone over the years. Count on the Ravens re-signing veteran outside linebacker Terrell Suggs to a 1-year contract. And like I already told you, there's been talk about Eric Weddle possibly retiring. But that, they might keep him around, I think, you know. We'll see what happens. But that's a breakdown on the Baltimore Ravens. Thank you for listening to another segment of Can We Keep It Real podcast. I'm your host, Mikey Ribello. And don't forget, hit the support button. Make a donation as low as 99 cents a month to help me continue to bring quality episodes to you. The Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper said he's not involved in extension talks with Dallas right now at the moment. He said he's just focusing on the offseason, but is training, having fun, and traveling. Also, Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence said he's going to undergo offseason shoulder surgery, but he does not really have a date set, just waiting on the doctor when he'll be available to get back to regular training. And Joel Corey expects upcoming restricted Lawrence to command a deal north of $20 million per year this offseason. That will increase in the salary cap. And Clarence Hill reports that assistant coach Kellen Moore was in charge of installing the offense at the Pro Bowl. The Cowboys staff is coaching the NFC side, while Moore is expected to be named the offensive coordinator. The team has not yet said who will call the plays in 2019. Philadelphia Eagles could look into signing free agent Kareem Hunt this offseason. Hunt would not count against Philadelphia's for the comp pick, and the team did extensive research on running back Joe Mixon before the 2017 draft. The Eagles are also looking at wide receiver Breshad Perriman and defensive tackle Danny Shelton as potential free agent targets for Philadelphia. The Eagles will likely ask left tackle Jason Peters to take a pay cut if he chooses not to retire this year. Otherwise, the team has to consider releasing him. The team could save $8 million by cutting Peters. If Peters does come back to the Eagles, it could explore moving him to the guard position. The Washington Redskins are expecting option at quarterback to be limited in free agency, given Alex Smith's cap hits of $20.4 million and a $21.4 over the next 2 years. Tyrod Taylor, Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater, and Josh Johnson are all potential free agent options, with the Colts backup Jacoby Brissett, who could be a trade candidate as well. That's pretty much what's going on right now in the NFC East between the Cowboys, Eagles, and Redskins on the NFL Rumor Report. We'll have more coming up soon. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back with the next NFL Rumor Report.